From Camp Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Andrew Garcia, in today for Vicky Gonzalez. As California state leaders look to put forth a balanced budget later this week and address another deficit, every dollar spent to tackle issues like homelessness becomes even more important. It's estimated that California has spent $24 billion addressing homelessness from the period of 2019 to 2024. But have Californians felt the impact of those dollars? And what about those experiencing homelessness? What does the data show about how those efforts have impacted their lives? Thanks to an investigation from CalMatters, a nonprofit newsroom that partners with public media stations across the state, we now have a comprehensive debrief on one of the key initiatives from the state, the $3.8 billion hotels to housing program called Project Home Key. Homelessness reporter Marisa Kendall is one half of the reporting duo that took on that very question, did Project Home Key pay off? And she joins us here today. Welcome back to Insight.
Thanks for having me.
So this investigation was quite the undertaking. I think a good place to start is at the beginning. Can you tell us more about the origins of Project Home Key? What is it and how did it get started?
Yeah, so this started back in 2020. It was the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic, about 5 months before we had a vaccine. And experts had been really terrified of COVID ripping through homeless encampments and sickening a lot of vulnerable people. So they moved a bunch of people into hotels on a temporary basis in a different program called Project Room Key. But those were supposed to be temporary homes. Cities and counties in the state couldn't afford to pay for these hotel rooms long term. So you were left with this problem where everyone was really worried these hotels were going to end and all these people would be back out on the streets. So that's where Home Key came in. This was Governor Newsom's solution to that problem. So he gave a bunch of money to cities and counties so they could buy these hotels and turn them into permanent homeless housing.
What were some of the specifics about how the project worked? It was money given to counties, but how were developers selected and properties chosen?
Yeah, so counties and cities could apply. They could have a housing authority or a nonprofit organization or a developer as a co-applicant. And they had to list in the application, what developer, who they'd be working with. And the qualifications, the state was checking these applications, but to be a developer that could qualify, you didn't have to have a ton of experience. You had to have completed two prior affordable housing projects, at least, with at least some residents who were homeless. So it's, not a huge bar. So you did have, some small nonprofit developers who had just started out thinking, oh, this is going to be, my big chance, my big break to get some of this state money and build a big project. And they got this money and they took on projects that were bigger than they had ever done before. And that, were not something they were ready for.
You reported this story along with CalMatters investigative reporter Lauren Hepler. Before we get into some of the results that you all found, I think it'd be interesting for listeners to get an idea of the amount of work that this investigation entailed. You had to request at least 100 records?
Yeah, absolutely. So we thought of this idea 2 years ago, and we thought, this is one of Newsom's flagship programs for helping, homeless people in California. Let's see how it's going. And we thought for sure there would be records on this. The state must be keeping track of this. Someone must be accounting for this program. But we found that really that was not the case. The state didn't have any sort of publicly accessible dashboard of this. They didn't have, records that they could give us that laid all this out. They started to give us some records, property deeds and things like that. But they were giving us, 12 a week. And at that rate, it would have taken, a year. So we decided, okay, we're going to have to go to every single city and every single county in California that's ever received a Home Key grant and ask them individually about each individual project and, whether it's been completed and when it was completed. So yeah, that resulted in more than 100 public records requests. We built this giant spreadsheet with every single Home Key project, except for, a small handful that were on tribal lands because they didn't have the same public records requirements.
So quite the undertaking indeed. So what did the results of all that work, this investigation, show?
Yeah, so we found basically when it worked really well. Projects got completed in record time. In some cases, within just a few months, people were moving in. Some of these projects never would have happened without HomeKey. And in some places, it gave them, you know, their first homeless housing or their first homeless housing of this type. But when it didn't work, it really went off the rails. You know, one developer is going out of business because of a HomeKey project. Another one is facing fraud charges. And we found, you know, some delays, things like that. You know, as far as the numbers go, projects involving about 3,000 homes, which was roughly one in five promised by the program, weren't finished as of the end of last year. 10 projects were canceled for various reasons, and fewer than a third of the projects finished on time.
I'd like to get into here in a minute about some of the, you know, projects that did not come to fruition or go off the rails, as you were mentioning. But there were some, as you were saying, that were successes. What were some of the program's success stories?
Yeah, so there was one called Live Oak Apartments in Ukiah in Mendocino County. That's 50 units. It was a former Best Western hotel. That, you know, was completed relatively on time. People are living there. You know, I went and took a tour, met a couple residents, and the county told me they're the ones running the program, and they credited a lot of their success to the extra resources they put in. So, you know, HomeKey gave them some money to do the renovations, but the county added a bunch of extra resources on top of that. Which they said made it successful. You know, now the county's paying for things like a therapist on retainer to talk to their tenants and a dog trainer that can help with tenants' problem pets, things like that. There's also one in Rohnert Park. It was 60 modular units of temporary housing, and it opened in 2022. And the city told me that after it opened, their homeless count for the whole city dropped from 369 people to 111. So they credited this project with really helping them get that number down.
Yeah, so some of those macro level successes, those additional services that are provided alongside of housing. Were you also able to talk to any of the folks who were staying in the housing and about the impact that it was having on them specifically?
Yeah, so I interviewed one woman, Sherry Collins, who is living in the Live Oak Apartments in Ukiah. She's 66. She's in a wheelchair. She lost her leg from diabetes. And she told me, you know, she had been living in a cabin on the coast in Fort Bragg when her husband died, and she couldn't afford to stay where she was. And she was really scared of what her next move was going to be. You know, her health wasn't great. She was getting older, and she was really worried. So then she got into this new apartment building, and she's been really happy there. She says all the staff has been really supportive and really great. She adopted a little kitten with extra toes that she named Mr. Handsome.
You're listening to Insight here on Camp Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Cal Matters homelessness reporter Marisa Kendall about the investigation she co-reported into the results of Project HomeKey, the state's historic investment in homelessness housing. Now, jumping over to those projects that did not go so well, what were some of the reasons for delays and canceled projects?
Yeah, so you know, one big thing was HomeKey. The whole point was to move fast, right? We were, you know, it was the pandemic. People were about to be back on the street, moving out of these temporary hotels. So the state wanted these projects to be very fast. It gave everyone a one-year deadline. And that was really not feasible in a lot of cases. And it led people to rush. And in some cases, you know, projects were started, things were signed without, you know, people even seeing the building, without seeing it in person. They committed ahead of time, or in some cases, you know, budgets were finalized before the architectural drawings were even done, which led to under budgeting. You know, they didn't set aside nearly enough money. So in several cases, what you saw was projects would run out of money before they were finished, and construction would have to stop sometimes, for a year or longer while the entities tried to get more funds. One project that faced really big delays was the Broadway project in Vallejo. It ended up opening in December. It was 2.5 years late and 70% over budget. And that was the developer who ended up going out of business because of it.
Wow. And as I was reading the story, there was another developer that was is now facing fraud charges. Can you tell us more about that story?
Yeah, Shangri-La in LA County. So they were given $115 million in HomeKey funds. They were supposed to build 500 homes, and they're now facing federal fraud charges. Allegedly, their CFO spent some of that money funding a luxury lifestyle, which included spending more than $100,000 on a diamond necklace and more than $100,000 on a crocodile Birkin bag.
Wow. From what I know of Birkin bags, they're quite expensive. So that is a stunning level of fraud. It does seem like a hallmark of the program, as you were mentioning, is the speed at in which it was looking to address a pretty big issue. With that speed can come, like you were mentioning, a bit of a lack of oversight or reflection on how things have gone. Have there been any efforts from elected leaders to look back on how things went?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, speed was a big factor, and part of what led to that was, HomeKey was trying to cut a bunch of red tape, get rid of a lot of bureaucracy, really smooth the way to make these speedy. So it got rid of some of the traditional things that affordable housing does. Usually, affordable housing, you have to cobble together funds from a lot of different sources. You have, banks investing, construction lenders, federal low-income tax credit investors, and that creates a lot of complication and delays, but it also adds extra layers of oversight because now you have all of these extra eyes watching your project. What happened with HomeKey is you didn't have that. So there wasn't this entity overseeing it. The city and the counties were supposed to take on that role. But in some cases, like in Vallejo, the city didn't have experience doing that. So it didn't do the proper checks and balances. There hasn't really been any public accounting from the state that goes into detail of how HomeKey went, what worked and what didn't. Last year, there was a bill, AB 505, that was going to try to do that, but that ended up dying. And we don't really have any other plans for any sort of public accounting of this.
Well, all of this reporting, I think, raises a good question about the future of the project. What is next for Project HomeKey as it's set to continue?
Yeah, so now there's a new iteration of HomeKey, which is called HomeKey Plus, and it's specifically for housing for people with mental health and substance use needs. So that's being funded with $2 billion from Proposition One, the mental health bond that California voters passed last year. So that's already well underway. The governor's doled out more than $700 million for those projects. The state has said that it has made some improvements over the years in HomeKey and in the way it doles out this money. Some of the projects that are new construction in HomeKey Plus now have a longer timeline. They get 2 years to do it instead of just 1 year. They can apply for more money per door. The state also says it's doing more vetting to make sure budgets are realistic before it awards this money. And it says it's doing a better job of making sure the paperwork is in order to keep a project as affordable housing before it gives the money, which is something it did not do in other cases, which led to some disasters. So it's a little bit hard to tell exactly how much better the state's vetting is. They haven't been very transparent with us on that, but they do say they're learning from some of these lessons.
And I mentioned at the top that we're in budget season. The May revise is coming out. Were there any concerns? You mentioned that the project is set to receive more money from Prop 1, but long term, are there any concerns about the future of funding for this project?
Yes, there are. That was a big concern that a lot of people involved with HomeKey raised to me. You know, HomeKey covered costs for buying and renovating these buildings, and it covered, you know, it contributed some money to, you know, a couple years of operating. But after that, these projects don't necessarily have funds to continue running, and it's very expensive. You know, they have to provide services, you know, mental health help, case management, things like that, and the rent does not cover all of that, especially because a lot of these tenants are not paying that much in rent, and there's, you know, no ongoing source of funding from the state to keep these going. So a lot of people are worried that, you know, in a couple years there's not going to be money to keep these going in a, you know, in a beneficial way.
Well, Marisa, thank you so much for taking on this monumental project and for sharing it with us and the listeners today on Insight. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was CalMatters homelessness reporter Marisa Kendall talking about the investigation she co-reported with CalMatters investigative reporter Lauren Hepler, looking into the results of Project HomeKey, the state's historic investment into homelessness housing. Up next, California could be facing a wildfire-prone summer after experiencing a rather dry winter. We'll get an update on the latest conditions and preparations ahead of peak fire season. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Andrew Garcia.